And welcome to The Way. I'm Hunchy Henry Graves, and this is Henry Graves Martial Art Academy. We're located on the corner of East Michigan and Bombay Street in Orlando, Florida. We specialize in kickboxing. We specialize in self-defense, specialize in Shotokan Karate Do. Also in Kabuto and weapons. Today on our show, we will be talking about spectrum autism disorders, and we'll have on the show today Mrs. Johnson. Ms. Johnson is a motivational speaker here in the Tampa area, and also she's a social worker. She works in social worker. Hello, Ms. Johnson, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, and getting better. Welcome to the show today. So today we're going to be talking about a little bit about martial arts, and I have you on the show because you have a perspective that's unique. And I think the parents and people out there would love to hear about this and follow along with the martial arts. Know it's just more than just kicking and punching. They have some other benefits. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and your programs and things like that?
Yes, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm grateful for this opportunity. So originally I'm from California. You know, I'm a single mom, an entrepreneur, food connoisseur, motivational speaker, and I'm finishing up my graduate program to be a licensed clinical mental health counselor. So I've worked in the mental health field for over 10 years doing various types of social work with different populations that involve people diagnosed with mental health disorders using the DSM. I've worked with those from as young as 4 years old up to 80 years old. And prior to mental health, I was working in government. So I have a little bit of background when it comes to mental health. As far as the autism spectrum disorder, there's a lot of research that's been going into making the positive correlation of martial arts, and specifically katas, and how it affects positively those who have autism spectrum disorder. And I understand that, you know, you've had students in your classes that are on the spectrum.
Yes, we have had many children, and it's surprisingly so, they're very good at kata. And I was like at first I was like, wow, you know, they can really do kata really good. And they kind of like took to that more than they took to any other part of what we were doing.
Yes, and so, you know, part of autism spectrum disorder, there's a lot of communication deficits that impact executive functioning. They struggle with forming relationships, communicating and interpreting social interactions, facial expressions, jokes and sarcasm, and body language. Some of the other parts is like systematic behaviors. And so that's why sometimes you'll see children on the spectrum that repeatedly either say a phrase over and over, or they might do specific movements like arm flapping or rocking behaviors. It's that repetitive movement that's kind of triggered. And it's that sort of thing that helps them do kata so well, because kata is very much operated in small sequential steps. They're able to follow that really well, and it replaces some of those behaviors that they generally will do, those symptomatic behaviors, with the kata. And so then you see a decrease in those behaviors. So it's positive in that respect.
Okay. That explains some of the things that I would see in the dojo. And does the age really have a lot to do with that? Or like, say, if I got a 5-year-old or 10-year-old and the person is 20 or 19, would that have a effect on the level or ability to do kata?
So let me just preface my statement that although there's been a lot of research that is showing the positive correlation to martial arts and autism spectrum disorder, there's also a lack of research to make these statements conclusive. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be more research in that area. But in the studies that I looked at in the literature, and when I say literature, I'm talking about peer-reviewed journals, people who are doing these studies and documenting these things. The studies looked at youth from 5 years old up to 16, 17 years old, and it showed that if they did katas for 14 weeks or even up to 12 weeks or more, that there was a reduction in the deficits, the communication deficits. And some of that comes back to the neurochemical balance in our brains.
Okay.
And so, you know, the serotonin and oxytocin that our brains produce, those help us with certain mechanisms. And so what ends up happening for people who are on the spectrum, they don't produce enough of those chemicals. And so when you start introducing them to this physical movement and the katas and the different steps, it helps those chemicals synthesize. And so you see a positive effect of that. The other thing is, you know, look, you're a martial artist. You know, this martial arts dates back like 4,000 years ago.
Yes.
And part of it was about physical well-being, and the other aspect was mental well-being and peacefulness, a mindfulness. And so those factors help with, I think, just, you know, the self-control. So students that participated in these studies, at the end when they were rechecked, they had higher levels of more favorable mind plasticity, which helps grow skills for learning and communicating. Additionally, martial arts is more accessible than other, you know, forms of therapy. So it does work for a positive intervention that many people can access. You're talking about going to counseling, getting behavioral specialists involved, going to special schools, are all these specialized services that a lot of people who may have economic issues, they can't reach out and do those things, or maybe their schedule is tight. They can't accommodate those resources.
Okay.
So, you know, martial arts is an area that people can access.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I'm very happy to hear about that, because like after I was having more students come through the program and I observed their behavior, you know, I kept noticing like there was such positiveness come back. And they never even thought to me that it was any kind of like a mental access into this chemical that's helping them to possibly, you know, retain things better. I just like the way they looked and how happy they were when they got finished doing a kata, and, you know, how powerful they were, and they were so enthusiastic about doing it as they learned it. And it just made me feel good and being a part of that. You know, at that point, I started thinking to myself, what could I do to ensure that more people can get this message about martial art is not just a solely physical connection. It's a mind, body, and spirit. And we pride ourselves on helping the whole body, the whole mind, the whole person, you know, the whole community. And here at Henry Grace Martial Art Academy, you know, we're very selective in that aspect, that we, you know, we get people come in, but also everybody is welcome, but we have people to come in and we want to make sure that it's a good fit for them as well as it's a good fit for us. You know, because sometimes you can have people come in, their cup is totally full and they can't learn because they know so much or they're so impatient. You know, you have to have patience when you're teaching and when you're learning. Now, dealing with since we're talking about autism, and that's the only part of mental health we could talk about, but since we're talking about in relation with kata and things like that, you're telling me that when those students do a kata, they're actually getting a chemical release in their body that helps them to better deal with just social activity or being with around people, or help their body to react in a positive manner to things?
So our bodies naturally, when we're engaged in physical activities, we start to produce these chemicals. a lot of people on the autism spectrum disorder, they do not effectively produce enough of these chemicals. And so that's where that physical interaction helps produce more of that chemical and help synthesize and create that balance that's needed. But like I said, you know, they tend to have repetitive movements, and some of those movements are not always good movements, because sometimes there's a lot of aggression that can be seen, you know, in the disorder. Okay. It's not all the time, but, you know, there are a group that tends to be more aggressive. And so what happens is the katas, because it is this repetitive movement that they're learning, and they like repetitive type of movements, they do that, it replaces those movements that were generally being used, I don't know, maybe just for soothing, I don't really understand why, but there's different movements that just tend to show up with autism, like I said, the arm flapping, the rocking, back and forth type movements, and so what the kata does is it starts to replace those movements, so it's more of a positive sort of replacement behavior.
Okay, so one of the things that I noticed, a lot of my children, they didn't like so much of the sparring. You know, they didn't really like to spar a lot, but not saying they couldn't, but when they were sparring, they seemed to want to hurry up and get away from that. I don't know whether it's because people were looking at them and they had to look back at the person or something like that and watch them that way, but I noticed they really excel when doing their own routine, sort of speaking, you know what I mean? And they had very good focus on it. They retained the kata. I mean, some very high-level katas, in my opinion, that they was able to retain very easily, and they picked up very quickly. So then I started thinking, well, you know, they're very, very smart, and how are they looking at the world? And one person explained it to me, like, picture you look at one television, they may be looking at 5 TVs at one time. So their mind is very, you know, moving really quickly, and sometimes they don't like to stay still a lot, you know. So the martial art helped them to focus about just specific action. So that's what I got from it like that. So I'm very happy to hear that. I'm sure a lot of other martial art instructors around will be like calling you, you know, and also they'll be probably, you know, want to get a part of that program. And is it somewhere they can maybe get in contact you, or a website, or even a podcast that they can reach out and speak to you on this, ma'am?
Yes, I do have a podcast. It's on Spotify. It's being uploaded to iTunes, Google, and a few other platforms. And it's called Lovely Thoughts on Life by yours truly, Miss Lovely, is what I go by.
Okay.
That's my host name. And you can also go on to anchor.fm/Miss Lovely, MSLUVELY.
Okay.
I have a web page as well, which is www.lovelythoughtsonlifesjourney.com.
Wow, look like you're covering all your bases there, you know. So, guys, if you're out there and, you know, you want to get a contact with her and maybe, you know, collaborate on some things like that, I understand that in the future is some possibility of a collaboration on hosting an event that will help people become more aware of what we're talking about today, which I'm looking forward to also being a part of, you know, whenever you get that all started and settled in, you know, we're give some information to them. They can reach out to you on your podcast or reach here on The Way of Culture Radio, The Way with myself. Is it any specific thing that a martial art instructor should do if they have a child that come in that's dealing with autism, and is there any specific drill maybe they can do, or just you would just recommend just maybe, I don't want to give out why all your trade secrets, everybody, right? But any drill or something they can do to help them to feel more relaxed when they come into the door, or just, hey, give them a chance to get on the floor. What would you suggest?
Well, I think that you definitely want to use highly skilled instructors, and you want to probably have a smaller class size, maybe up to 15 students.
Okay.
Additionally, have some assistance available on hand. The kids need to have an element of fun, because it's something that they can connect to, because that'll help them as far as maybe anxieties and such like that. Because one of the things you want to keep in mind, a lot of people who are on the autism spectrum disorder also have dual diagnoses. So a lot of times they have sensitivities, whether it's to sound, touch, smells.
Okay.
And so they can get overwhelmed really quickly. So you want to make the environment comfortable for them. And they might need those smaller classes. Also, when you're instructing them, you have to do it in small, sequential steps, because it's easier for them to follow. And it helps if you're standing next to them or right there, if there's somebody right next to them. And maybe even just putting your hand on them, you know, that physical touch component helps also with them getting engaged with the material. Some students that are easily distracted and can't focus, you might have to say their names repeatedly, and it'll just help bring them back. And so you just got to keep redirecting them in order to get them to focus. And sometimes they might just need a timeout.
Okay.
Where they just need, and timeout, I'm not saying that in a negative way, like it might be, you know, considered in some cultures or areas, but timeout just meaning that they might need to step away from all the activity and just have, you know, a little quiet space.
Okay.
And I've seen that in some dojos where they have like a separate room. So this way, in case somebody needs to just have that space, then they have an area where they can just go and kind of quiet themselves and, you know, recenter.
Yes. I mean, I could tell you just by listening to you, and we never spoke on this subject before, I had a couple different classes with, you know, different level, I guess, maybe of autism. And uh-huh. with each one of the kids, one thing that was in common is when I got on the floor and did the collar with them, they really did it really well. And, you know, uh-huh. speaking to them and doing it. And sometimes I also found out, and it's by trial and error, because, you know, I never dealt with it before now, but now I have. I'm pretty good with dealing with that. When they got a little bit like excitable, you know, you say, okay, you know, Jim, have a seat for a minute, and I want you to close your eyes and maybe think about breathing, and I want you to come back and show me that collar really good. You know, they really get excited about it. They can sit down for a minute, calm themselves, and then they knew they were going to have an opportunity to come back and rejoin the class, and they were, you know, willing to really be very cooperative with that. So, that's one of the techniques that I've used. And so by hearing you saying that, I guess that was God's helping me to get through that, because I really didn't know that at first, but it kind of works for me. So I like, and I'm telling you guys out there that's listening, the things that Ms. Johnson is conveying to you, I've done them and I've worked for me. Again, I said we never really talked about this. This is the first time her and I talked about this and have her on the show. I know you're in Tampa, and what's your availability for different things? Is it just maybe a phone call and setting up an interview time, or would you have to, are you mobile enough to travel to come and do some engagements or seminars or something like that?
Yeah, certainly. Reaching out to me and just, you know, letting me check my availability, I can make time for either, you know, special events and engagements for speaking, or, you know, if you just wanted to have a conversation and do like we're doing right now on the podcast and just speak, that's something that I'm open to as well. It's just, you know, connecting.
Okay,
that's
just connecting me. That's great, you know. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, and is it just autism or any other kind of, I don't know what about the spectrums and things like that, but is it any other level or any other kind of mental health condition that maybe a martial art could help someone with? I don't know, is it the question I'm asking you valid, or is it just an area where it's uncertainty in?
Yeah, so So, when you're talking about autism spectrum disorder, there's a number of other disorders that fall under that umbrella. They're all considered a level of autism, like Asperger's, but there's different things that fall under autism.
Okay.
The studies I looked at, I specifically looked at autism and martial arts and that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, mental health, any type of physical activity and engagement will help somebody who has mental health disorders and diagnoses, because just that physical movement, it helps with just, it's a positive therapeutic intervention. It helps with the energy levels. It just helps center yourself. And it just helps with focusing overall. Does it have to be martial arts? Not necessarily, although that's what was found that was good for autism specifically.
Ms. Johnson, I have a question for you. Like, what specific or what specific kata that you, maybe when you were doing your studies, that might have caught your attention? Did they name any kata or any specific martial art or anything like that that kind of caught your attention or they kind of spoke about?
So there was some relaying of specific types of martial arts. I won't get too specific, but one in particular for the katas, they mentioned the Heian Shodan Karate.
Yes, Heian Shodan. That's Shotokan Karate. That's a kata. It's called Heian Shodan. Oh, very good. And you guys, I'm going to tell you, you can get that Heian Shodan right here at our academy, at Henry Gray's Martial Arts Academy. We that's one of the ones we do. So, yes, continue. And what did they say about this kata? With the study, what did it reflect?
It just said that, you know, those communication deficits were reduced even at 30 days after they completed the study.
30 days?
Yes. So these participants, they went through about 56 sessions. So it was 14 weeks, about four times a week. So they were going regularly.
Every
single person completed the study. And then they tested them 30 days later to see if it was still effective after they stopped karate.
Okay.
And 30 days later, they still had a reduced, they still showed reductions in the issues that they were having. So it improved their neurological functions and it helped them with learning. They were doing much better and having still favorable results.
Very well. I mean, and it just, I guess, goes to show again that, you know, a martial science or martial art or the martial way is a very good thing for our society, for the culture. It don't take anything away from it. It won't subtract anything from you. It can sort of like give an addition. I add things to you, not long as having, you know, hopefully longevity in your life, but a better quality of life. You know, able to do more things, you know, go out with your family more and focus more on maybe work details you do, maybe help you in that aspect of your life. And training is always good because martial arts is one thing that could help you in a bad situation, could actually save your life. So all of these positive things with martial arts, you know, I just advocate it for everyone. Everyone, all kind of people, you know, women, girls, boys, men, you know, everyone can benefit from the martial way. One thing I wanted to say, though, is that the last time I had a student participate in one of my events that, you know, was dealing with autism and things like that, the joy of seeing them when they won a trophy or a medal and things like that was so great because they put 110% in everything they do, and the ability to do it was, and if I didn't tell anyone, they would have never known, you know, which I didn't reveal that, but I'm just saying, it just showed that you can do anything. Our bodies, our mind, the good Lord has made us so that we're capable of doing just about anything. So, you know, with people coaching them, helping them, people like yourself, understanding them, and making sure that, you know, they have a platform and, you know, getting help, this is a great thing. You know, keep doing that type of life. I think this is your calling, and, you know, I'm very happy that, you know, you is in that field. And one other thing, I'm going to tell you this. When someone come to you with that, do you automatically do some kind of assessment on them, or you just first let them, you know, casually do what they do? Is that the assessment you do, or do you just, is it like a everything fit in the same block? Is it all cookie cutter, or how is that?
I'm not sure that I understand the question. Are you asking about diagnosing?
I'm asking about if someone come in to train in your dojo, the steps may be an instructor that never dealt with a child or a person or an adult even with autism. Do you give them an opportunity to go through the motion, or do you have specific drills that you start out with them with? Or if everything the same, you know, fits in, do the same peg fit into every block?
I think that's more of a knowing your student type question. So an adult who comes in who's able to make their own decisions and maybe high functioning, then they might be able to communicate their needs to you in order for you to understand what they need in order to be successful. Okay. In the karate program. Now, a child, that would be the communication lines to the parent, because the parent is most familiar with that child and kind of how they view and interact with the world on their level. So they'll be able to provide that in-depth information about what that child's needs are, and if there are those sensitivities, if you start to see certain behaviors that they might think are indicative of a timeout where that child might just need to step away for a moment. But definitely trying to get them engaged is definitely going to be beneficial for them. One of the things, you know, that autistic those who are diagnosed with autism tend to have issues with is, you know, developing friendships and that whole socialization concept. And so exercise and sport participation, you know, allow socialization with other students in the class. And so that helps with their self-esteem, their self-confidence, their self-competence. Okay. And all of those things help them as an individual overall,
okay,
which is all beneficial to them. But definitely, I would say that that's a question for the parents,
yes,
to give that feedback.
Yeah. That's just one thing I wanted to bring that out, because I feel like you're saying that it's better when you bring them, or someone bring them to your dojo for instructors that never really dealt with it like I did before. You know, let the parents give you a little feedback or backdrop on, you know, what they like, maybe colors or sounds and things like that. And you can kind of, you know, work that into your program with them so they can feel very much at ease. And then the child, once they feel that, you know, feel confident about it and they feel relaxed, you know, they're going to perform better, and they're going to, you know, have a better time doing that activity. And then in turn, you're going to get these great benefits from them, because now they get more involved and doing things. And then before long, you know, they're out there doing a whole kata. It took about 3 months for one of my kids to learn the kata, and one of them learned it in about 3 weeks. It was very proficient. So, you know, you have to be patient, like I said, and don't think all of them are going to learn at the same pace, you know, because that's with us. We don't all learn at the same pace. So, you know, when a child have a little challenge, you know, that takes them sometimes a little bit more time to get involved into it. But give them enough patience and work with them, and they'll be doing just fine. So, you know, I'm proud to say that here, we loved all children coming in, everyone coming in. We're here to help our community and to understand our community and the needs of our community. Therefore, I just keep advocating the martial arts like that. Now, with your show, is this a weekly thing you do, or is it a monthly thing you do, or how is it that we can listen in and get some of this great, great information you're giving out today? Not only just on maybe autism, but maybe on how to do a sidekick. I'm joking. Maybe on just life in general things, you know. How can they get in contact with you? I mean, is it weekly or monthly or once a year? I mean, what we got to do?
It's once a week. Right now, it'll be at once a week. You can go on there, and, you know, my topics are going to range through a lot of different things. You know, like I said, I have a lot of different areas that I get involved with. I have a lot of different interests. I'm kind of eclectic. And then I have my professional background in mental health. And I feel like, you know, that is such a big thing to talk about, because I've personally been affected by mental health issues. And so even if only one person ever listened to my show, if that one person can walk away with a nugget that might either change them, help them, or they can deliver to somebody else that's going to help someone, then I'll take that one person all day, every day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You know, that's what we strive for. You know, it don't matter. I've had classes here, Ms. Johnson, where I've had like two students and sometimes one student a night. And then I've had 10 students, 20 students a night. But what's important is that person that shows up to get that information or to hear what we're talking about or what we're doing. They took time out to get engaged, and they did it for a reason. So they're looking for knowledge and looking for help and, you know, how to be better at something, either a better person, better at the kata, better at whatever. So, yes, it's very important. And then we'll take that, right, and say, hey, good job.
Right.
Let's run with it. And thank you for even coming in and spending time with me, because that's what's important. And that's one thing I think that set this martial art dojo aside from others. You know, we're not about financially trying to rake people over the stove and things like that. Not saying that some of them are, but I've been to some where, you know, the whole goal is to get you in and get you out, get me another one, get me 50, get me 100. We want to make sure the quality is there, not so much the quantity, just the quality. And, you know, with all of that, everything comes and everything will keep, you know, siphoning out back to the community, and they're passing on to other kids. You know, can you imagine having a kid just say thank you to an adult or helping an elderly person, and the person like, where you go to, well, who told you that, you know, you say that other person name or that other organization name, I learned this here or there or whatever. It makes you feel good at a person that you contributed, like your children. And when they have good manners and they out and they say, oh, wow, you got some great kids, that makes you feel great, you know. Same thing with karate instructors, you know. When one of our children do something great, we like to say, hey, you know, good job. And then a lot of times the people say, where you learn that at? And you tell them. So it's all, we all connected. And, you know, one person touch everybody. You might not believe it, but incidents have a way of connecting all of us together, good or bad, you know. So that's great. Is it anything that you would like to leave the people out there on the podcast with? Anything that you would like to tell them? To make sure they get that point?
Well, I mean, you know, the Bible talks about us all being connected. We are one body and one part. Your pinky cannot function without the rest of the body. So we're all connected. And it's important that as a community, and not just, I'm not just saying right here, this one location, but as a community worldwide, nationally, internationally, you know, that we begin to feed back into one another to build each other up. And if that means that I share my experience that I've been through in my life with you, and it's going to help get you through something you're going through, then I'll take and share that experience, whether good, bad, indifferent, embarrassing, whatever it might be. That's going to help somebody else get through something they're going through, and maybe even get through it better than I got through it, or better than you got through it. But
yes,
every time that we share with one another, it's creating relationship. It's building. It can encourage someone. And, you know, and I just think that encouragement is so important because there's so much bad in the world. There's so much bad news, media, all that stuff. And there's always stuff going on. And it's important that we take the time to say, you know what? I care about you. You're important. You matter. Your life matters. That we all matter. You know, it's not just about me. It's not the Tomasha show. It's not the Henry show.
That's right.
We all matter. All of us.
It's the way, right? It's the way. Yeah, you got it. That's what it's about, too. Being the way, teaching the way, and making sure that we all help each other to find the way and that's make right. sure we do it the right way.
Okay.
Very important, right? Now, I'm gonna say this to you, that with listening to you speak today, I'm very happy and very enlightened with the things you told me. I've learned a couple things that I didn't know before, so it's very educational, you know, what I picked up from you. It was a great, great session that we had together, and I look forward to having another one with you if you'd be available at a later date and doing some collaboration with you, because I have a very serious project that I want to get underway, and I would like to have your total help in doing this, and maybe we can find some other people, you know, make it a joint effort to make it a really successful event and really share some of the things that we talked about today with a group and be beneficial to them. The martial art community will definitely benefit from this, because now, you know, some of those instructors who only want the cream of the crop, I'd have been some schools where they only want cream of the crop. You know, they don't want any, but you know, the martial arts is for everyone. And I think that that's one of the things that we want to do. So I'm looking forward to another program with you or being a part of your podcast one day. And I'm sitting there talking about how to do a karate chop, you know, that's just the way it is, you know, and things like that. So, guys, again, my name is Hunchy Henry Graves. This show that I'm on today is called The Way. It's on Culture Play, and we had on our guest today, a guest speaker, Ms. Johnson. And Ms. Johnson, again, can you please give them a shout out to your information? I want them to get this because I want them to really have this information. Please.
Thank you. Yes, my podcast is called Lovely Thoughts on Life, and hosted by yours truly, Miss Lovely, which can be found on Anchor, Anchor. .fm/MissLovely, MSLUVELY, and my website, www.lovelythoughtsonlifesjourney.com. That's where you can find me. I'm on Instagram, I always want to say IG, and Facebook as well, at Lovely Thoughts on Life's Journey.
Yeah, so
I hope, you know, that your listeners will come and support me and show me some love, and that they continue to support and show you love, because you're a really great pillar to your community there, and you're a great instructor, and, you know, you're going to make a difference in so many people's lives, and I know you're touching people's lives daily.
Well, that's something I'm very happy to hear, and thank you for saying those things. I just want you to know that in time, everything will work out for the best for those who love the Lord. And with the martial arts, I can say that with time and patient martial artists out there, you keep practicing, you get to that goal. And being a part of mental health counseling, I'm sure you've seen so many things and probably been a part of so many things that went one way or another way, you know, went south. Some of them may have went good, some of them may have went bad, but with your expertise, I want you to keep reaching out to people and promise that you'll keep doing this wonderful work for us, and we really love that. And in this section right here, I'm going to talk about a little thing about martial arts. You're welcome to continue to listen in on it and hear it, my thoughts, but I got some things that I want to talk to the martial artists about. With that being said, thank you, Ms. Lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and look forward to hearing you again. Okay, guys, yes, that was Ms. Johnson, and she was here talking about the spectrum with autism and things like that, and I was very, very pleased to have her here and hearing everything she had to say. Guys, when you get a student into your dojo, just don't judge them and turn them away because you think like they're not capable of doing something. If I would have listened to people when they talked about me, I would have never got really deep into the martial arts. I would have stayed out of them because I would have got disappointed, or I would have got talked down to. But I believed in myself, and I had an instructor, Harold Jackson, who believed in me, but also taught me humility. Also taught me, you know, the concept of doing your best and continuing down that road. A lot of times children get turned around because people talk down to them and make them feel that they're not capable of doing a thing. Guys, you're capable of doing everything. And you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. This other thing I want to talk about is being very much true, or stay with the one that brought you to the dance. This is kind of important that a lot of people get involved in the martial arts, and after a while, they forget about who brought them there or who got them there, and they think it's all about them. It's never about me. It's always about the students. And students, when you achieve that black belt, that's not the end. That's only the beginning. At that point, you're your danchas that get your black belt with your instructor. You should be there to help your instructor. I'm not saying put what you're doing on the background or in the back, but I'm saying you should be there a couple days a week, making sure that the dojo is up and running, what you can do to help it run better, help the students that come in, especially those that may be a little bit challenged in doing things, helping making sure they get a little one-on-one time with you, or you give them a little special attention to help them get through what they're getting through, trying to learn the technique or the kata, and have patience. Don't be such, oh, they're not doing it right, forget about them or talk down to them. Be patient with them. That's one thing that we do here. We make sure every child know how important they are. There's no one in my dojo, to me, better than anyone else. Everyone is exactly the same. And no matter what level, what belt, whatever, you know, they're all the same to me, and I would treat them all the same, always with respect and encouragement. We're very fortunate today to have Tamasha Johnson on the show. And again, guys, please reach out to her if you have any questions to talk to her about. And please, again, like I said, if you do get students in and you feel this or that way about them, please work with them a little bit. Keep encouraging them a lot. Keep them motivated a lot, and the reward is so great, so much beneficial. You have been listening to The Way with Hunchy Henry Graves, and this is on Culture Play. And please come visit us here down on East Michigan and Bombay. And please go to our website, henrygravesmartialartacademy.com. You also can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram also. And I'm looking forward to you guys. And in about 2 weeks, yay, I'll be able to take live phone calls and we'll be able to communicate lively. God bless you. Domo hai gato gozaimasu. Have a great day. Uss.